Iran says it attacked U.S. military sites in Kuwait, UAE after U.S. strikes. Iran launched missile and drone attacks on U.S. military facilities in Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates early on September 3, according to Iranian state media, in an escalation following a fresh round of U.S. strikes inside Iran. According to a statement carried by Iranian state-run media Press TV, the Iranian army said it targeted communications systems, equipment depots, aircraft hangars, troop positions, and radar systems at Ahmad al-Jaber Air Base in Kuwait and Al-Minhad Air Base in the UAE. The statement described Ahmad al-Jaber Air Base in Kuwait as a key logistics and support hub for U.S. forces in the region, saying it plays a major role in U.S. air operations and surveillance. It said Al-Minhad Air Base in the UAE serves as an important center for air support and the transport of foreign forces. The Iranian military said the strikes were retaliation for recent U.S. attacks that killed Iranian civilians and military personnel. Kuwaiti military said early on Thursday that its air defenses were intercepting hostile missiles and drones following what it called Iranian aggression and urged residents to follow security instructions. Jordanian, Kuwaiti, and UAE foreign ministry officials condemned the attacks targeting Kuwait. The latest Iranian strikes followed a series of U.S. attacks on Tuesday. The U.S. military on September 1 struck Iranian air defense systems, radar installations, maritime assets, mine-laying capabilities, and communications facilities after attempted Iranian attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and on U.S. forces. According to the Iranian Foreign Ministry, the U.S. attacks targeted civilian areas and public infrastructure, including telecommunications facilities in Khuzestan, Sistan and Balochistan, and Kerman provinces. The ministry said in a September 2 statement that a U.S. strike hit a wedding celebration in Khuzestan in Hormuzgan province, killing or wounding more than 70 people. The Epoch Times reached out to U.S. Central Command for comment but didn't receive a response by publication time. Trump says more U.S. strikes possible. President Donald Trump told reporters in the Oval Office on September 2 that the United States had struck newly rebuilt Iranian radar systems, missile facilities, and equipment linked to laying naval mines. "Last night we took out all of the new equipment that they tried to build along the Strait of Hormuz. Some offensive, some defensive," he said. "And we blew up much more than their radar last night. It was a very heavy attack last night, and we're prepared to do another one anytime we want." Trump said the U.S. attack had been carried out after Iran fired missiles toward a U.S. base in Jordan, where Jordanian military said 8 missiles entered its airspace early on August 31. "We hit them last night because they took a shot at us in Jordan, at our base in Jordan," Trump said. "We knocked all of them down. There were, I guess, 8 missiles that were shot. They were all knocked out." Iran and the United States reached a preliminary agreement in June to halt hostilities and fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The ceasefire collapsed on July 7 after Trump declared it over and ordered new U.S. strikes, accusing Iran of attacking commercial shipping in the strategic waterway. Iran responded with strikes on countries hosting U.S. military forces across the Middle East. The exchanges continued for 13 days before Trump ordered a pause to allow negotiations. Under the agreement, the Strait of Hormuz was to be fully reopened, and the two sides were given a 60-day negotiating period, which expired on August 16, to seek a broader settlement of the conflict and resolve disputes over Iran's nuclear program. Reuters contributed to this report.